Welcome back, Monsignor Kennedy, to Vatican Radio Studios.
Thank you, Emma.
For this week's edition of Questions of Faith. Again, we remind all of our listeners out there, if they have any questions about the faith, about the catechism, or indeed about any aspect of their life in the church, they can feel free to ask the official, our own very own personal official from the Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith. This week, we've decided to dedicate the entire program to one question that arrived to us on our Facebook page from Korea, and the question has to do with confession. But it was such an important and interesting question that you said, oh, I need more than 10 or 5 minutes to answer it. The question from our listener, and we'd like to thank her for sending it in, is she says in her question that she loves confession and she loves talking to God, but she had heard that she has to have patience and meditate on her sins before confession. She says she goes frequently to confession, once a week or sometimes twice a week. And she's asking you, is that a problem? Should she wait and confess once a month? So we're here, we're talking about how often should I go to confession?
Well, this great question from Korea shows me already that this is a person of deep faith, a person who loves God, and a person who appreciates the sacraments very much. And if we look at the way the question is put, I can see that there are four elements in it. The first would be confession itself. The next one would be what it means to talk to God. After that, you have the aspect of how we prepare for the sacrament of confession. And finally, there was that question of the practice of frequent confession. This year, I went to London to Westminster Cathedral purposely to help with confessions. The cathedral, as some of our listeners might know, is renowned for the availability of the sacrament of confession, and people come from all over the city to receive it. To cope with the large crowds, there are priests in the cathedral for most of Holy Week, and if anyone wants to receive the sacrament, it is possible. But when I was there, there were so many people coming and going that the cathedral staff, the ushers, were kept going constantly, ensuring that people could get into the right line so that they wouldn't have to wait too long for the sacrament. And during lunch on Easter Sunday, the Archbishop of Westminster told us that the priests, over those couple of days from Spy Wednesday until, I suppose, Easter Sunday morning, had heard about 4,500 confessions. And I think it's important to say one really critical thing at this point is that when a priest hears your confession, he can never repeat what he has heard outside. And this is what the Catechism calls the seal of confession. It's like what has taken place between the penitent and God. But what I can tell you is that in hearing a person's confession, it is such a special and such a humble experience, because you as a priest become the channel of forgiveness between Jesus Christ and that person who is looking to be forgiven, because this person wants to make a fresh start in his or her life.
Can I ask you one more question? Will be question number two. Is confession similar to baptism, or, for example, similar to marriage? In other words, does it have to be a priest, or can a deacon also hear a confession? Or perhaps if someone comes across someone who is facing death, but can they hear their confession?
It's a really good question. A deacon is, of course, able to do lots of sacramental things in the life of the church. He can baptize, he can do a funeral, he can do a blessing for a person within the context of prayer, he can marry somebody. But there are three things he can't do. He can't celebrate Mass, nor can he anoint the sick, and the forgiveness of sins in the sacrament of confession is something that he can't do either, and nor can a lay person. It's only a priest or a bishop, someone who has received the sacrament of holy orders. And as a priest, and having worked in a parish for a number of years, one of the really special things you can do is to help a person to make a good confession and to encourage them to make the best fresh start that they possibly can. When you're sitting on that side of the grill from the penitent, you should always remember as a priest that the person has come into that box, has possibly made a long journey to get to that confession box, and you don't know what always brought them to it or drove them to it or encouraged them to go, but the fact that they've actually come into the church, stepped into the box, knelt down, have made the sign of the cross, they've already made a huge portion of the journey back to God. And I think there's something very special even about looking at the design of the confession box itself, because above the door of the priest there's often that little red light, and it reminds me of the standby light on televisions. It's like as if God is always on standby. He's always waiting for us to return to him, and he activates his forgiveness as soon as we ask it. And so finally, the other thing I would say is that the priest is there in the confession box to offer the penitent not only the opportunity, but most importantly, the guarantee of receiving God's forgiveness and of then continuing their Christian journey, reconciled, renewed in heart and mind and in soul and in spirit. And that joy that you get when you come out of the confession box, it's like nothing else in the world.
Which brings me on to question number three, perhaps. How often or how do we talk to God?
Well, the second element that the person from Korea wrote to us in the question was talking to God. Now, we know from the Catechism that talking to God is what we can understand as prayer. Prayer is also described as raising your heart and raising your mind to God. And the second part of that is requesting good things from God. So that's when we dialogue, we talk to God. Do you know St. Thérèse of Lisieux? She had a lovely way of talking about prayer. She said that prayer is the surge of the heart. It's a simple look towards heaven. It's a cry of recognition and love, embracing both trial and joy. So it's true, when this reader and sending in the question talks about talking to God in the context of confession, I can see exactly what the connection actually is. Because when the penitent comes in and begins the confession, he or she is opening the heart to God and is actually having an honest conversation with him. However, we know that talking to God is not just limited to the sacrament of reconciliation alone. We can talk to God in our daily life. We can pray to him. We can share with him our thoughts and our worries. We can ask him to look after our loved ones, give eternal rest to those who have died, and also maybe to send us his Holy Spirit to guide us in the decisions that we make in life.
How do we prepare? How do we help ourselves to make that step? We have to be honest that confession seems to be a sacrament going out of fashion at the moment. However, it is one of the most important sacraments that we have. So how can we help people prepare for confession? How can we take that step towards talking to God within the confessional?
Well, we're both Irish and we both studied Irish when we were in school.
Oh,
and
do you
remember that phrase, Tús ma leath na hoibre? A good start is half the work. Well, I use this example to illustrate the point that the church asks that we prepare for the sacrament of confession, just as we do for every other important thing in our lives. And we do this by actually looking at our lives and reflecting on how perhaps we haven't matched up to the Christian calling. Do you remember in school when the teacher was preparing you for First Communion and the amount of hours that went into getting you ready for your confirmation? So preparing for confession is important. And I think maybe to help us to understand how or why we should prepare, I'd like to draw on an image from archery. And this year I was watching very avidly the Olympic Games in London. And I was watching particularly the Italian archers, who were superb. And I watched how the bow was put into a bow and the arrow were put together, and how maybe for whatever reason, a lack of concentration, a noise maybe somewhere nearby, the arrow didn't hit the target. And that exactly is what the word sin means. It means missing the target. And it comes to us from Greek, hamartano, which means I sin, or I missed the target, or I made a mistake. And so missing the mark is one thing, but the reason why we miss the mark is the other. And that's why if the archers miss the target, they'll often think back, what did I do wrong? Where did I just go wrong that I didn't do what I was supposed to do? And as Catholics, we try to do the same in preparation for confession, and we do it by what's called an examination of conscience. We do this before we go into the confession. So we look back over the last week, or perhaps over the last month, or for sometimes it's over the last 20 years, and we see, how did I miss the mark? And by doing that, we're already beginning to work out how we can make a good and proper confession. One of the famous saints who practiced this type of reflection was Saint Ignatius of Loyola, and he did it in what's called a daily examen, which was a reflection technique or a prayerful looking back on the events of each day in order to detect God's presence and also to discern his direction for us. And for confession, the examen or the examination of conscience is a practice that can help us to see where God's hand was at work in our life and where we missed the mark in not actually living up to that calling. If you want to know more about this, you can look up the internet and find out where you can buy a book called The Spiritual Exercises, which are St. Ignatius' work. St. Ignatius was particularly grateful to God because he felt that this examen wasn't something that he was doing, but that it was rather a gift which God had given him, and that God wanted him to actually practice this as widely as he possibly could. And that's why the Jesuit fathers do this to this day twice a day. They do it at noon and at the end of the day. And it's a practice that other Christians too have taken on, and it's really worthwhile.
So you've brought us on a journey of why we go to confession, what actually takes place within confession, who the protagonists are, God through the priest and the penitent, but now and how we prepare to actually approach that sacrament of the church. But how often should we go to confession? Should we go to confession once a week, twice a week, only when we have sinned? What happens if we haven't sinned?
They're really good questions. I think we need about 10 more hours to talk about all these things. But one of the things about frequent confession is that not only is it receiving forgiveness of our sins, but it's also helping us to grow in holiness. And it's been a practice to go to confession frequently, which has been recommended by church leaders and saints as a powerful means of growing in love with God, also in humility, and having greater sorrow for our sins. John Paul II told us, he said, it would be an illusion to seek after holiness according to the vocation that one has received from God without partaking frequently of the sacrament of confession, conversion and reconciliation. And a pope before him, Pius XII, said that one of the reasons why we try to go to confession frequently is that it helps us to understand ourselves better. It helps us to grow in humility. We can correct our bad faults. We can also maybe avoid the occasion of sin. We can purify our conscience. We can strengthen our will. We can grow in self-control. And we also receive an increase in grace, which is the gift that God gives us each day to live our lives well. The Church says, if you look, that we really and only strictly have to go to confession once a year. That's what it says.
I don't believe it.
A lot of people would be surprised to know that. It says that when a person reaches the age of discretion, which is the age of seven, when you know what's right and what's wrong, each of the faithful is bound by an obligation faithfully to confess serious sins once a year. And so if you've committed a serious sin, you're not supposed to go to Holy Communion. You're supposed to go to confession first, and you're supposed to be sorry for your sins and receive sacramental absolution. Children also must go to confession before they receive the first Eucharist, the first Holy Communion for the first time. But without being absolutely strictly necessary, the confession of everyday faults, what we call venial sins, is nevertheless strongly recommended by the Church. In fact, even the regular confession of our venial sins helps us to form our conscience. It helps us to move away from those dangers that would actually cause us spiritual harm. And it brings us more and more healing from Christ and also progress in the life of Christianity. So by receiving more frequently the sacrament of the gift of God's mercy, we're spurred on more and more to be merciful as God is merciful to us. And I just want to maybe add a word that St. Augustine said. He said, "Whoever confesses his sins is already working with God." It's a beautiful image, working with God. The beginning of good works is the confession of evil works. So we clear away everything that's like sweeping out your house, and you do the truth and you come into the light.
Monsignor Kennedy, thank you very much for answering our listener's question from Korea in a very, very insightful way. We hope that we'll have informed other people of a little bit more about the sacrament of confession and why the sacrament of reconciliation is such an important part of our Christian life. We invite once again all our listeners, if they have any more questions that perhaps have arisen from our discussion today, to please send them in to us on our Facebook page. That's the English section of Vatican Radio Facebook page, or on our email, news@vatiradio.va. And of course, you will always be on hand to answer any of their questions. So why not ask the official if you've got questions of faith? Thank you very much.
Thanks, Emer. God bless you.